Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joined now by Gary Parrish. Every single day, Gary's on from 4 to 6. He's a multiple Emmy-winning television personality, rising star in the field of meteorology, joins me now. Memphis was 12th in the AP poll.
It's actually fine. I have them higher,
right.
But... You know, Torvik has them. BartTorvik.com has them at 3. KenPom has them at 16. And so I think anything in that range is fine. Like, I've got them 7. Matt Norlander's got them 8. I think Jeff Prezzello's got them 8. AP voters put them at 12. It's a totally, like I said last week when the AAC media, I mean, AAC coaches poll was released, I would pick Memphis to win the league. Memphis has a higher ceiling than Houston. But if you want to take Houston based on, history and Kelvin Sampson's track record and the fact that, Memphis, with Penny, still hasn't won an AAC title, still hasn't been to the NCAA tournament, it's a totally reasonable thing to do. I think if Memphis and Houston both play to their potential, Memphis will win the league by multiple games. Houston is that's an incredible program that Kelvin has built, and they're bringing back two starters, two other rotation players, adding a transfer from Texas Tech who, started for an NCAA tournament team last season. So they've got some real veteran pieces, and that's the type of team that Kelvin's usually really good with.
Why does KenPom, because like you believe in KenPom, why does KenPom have him at 16?
I don't know exactly what his formula is preseason, but one of the things he and I have talked about before is that the best thing for you in a preseason KenPom ranking, or among the best things for you, is having been really good recently. And so a track record of success is going to figure in to where you're at in those preseason rankings. And so if you look at the top, it shouldn't be surprising. Gonzaga, always good. Michigan has been terrific. First under John Beilein, now under Juwan Howard. Kansas, always good. Baylor has been excellent for two straight seasons. Illinois has been excellent under Brad Underwood. Purdue, always good. UCLA brings back everybody from a Final Four team. Ohio State, always good. Villanova, always good. Duke, almost always good, last year being an exception. Houston, always good. And so I think that's the gist of it. He would, I think, tell you that his formula, whatever you want to call it, probably underrates the impact of freshmen who have massive impacts. It doesn't take that into account perhaps as much as it should when these freshmen come out and are amazing. And so Memphis, one of the reasons everybody thinks, or most people think, Memphis is going to be really good is because of two freshmen. Well, they won't impact this formula as much as, say, a really good sophomore or a really good junior. And so that probably plays a role in it as well.
Duke was, I think, only 9 in the AP top 25, I think. Is that right? I think that's right.
Yeah,
what do you think of that?
I think Duke was like 9 and Kentucky was 10. And those are both totally reasonable places for those two teams to be. They're both largely new teams. Duke brings back a little more than Kentucky, but Kentucky brings back some really impactful transfers. The only thing I have an issue with is there's one AP voter, if you want me to do a verbal poll attack real quick, named Jerry Carino. He's from New Jersey. And he listed his ballot, and a bunch of Memphis fans and Kentucky fans sent it to me, both, because he didn't rank Memphis or Kentucky. This is the one thing in the world Kentucky and Memphis fans can agree on, that right. they hate Jerry Corino.
Right.
And so I clicked on it, and he explains in his ballot, basically with Memphis, it's like, you know, I'll believe it when I see it. You know, you've got
right.
NBA fast trackers mixing with, you know, experienced guys. And I believe, as he put it, in some form, that's a recipe for a potential blow up. And like, I don't agree with him, but
that's reasonable. It's a reasonable. Yeah, you can imagine that among the scenarios. Right.
Yeah. So I'm fine with, like, Memphis fans want me to kill Jerry Corino. And I'm like, I'm out of the killing business. But but also, like, listen, I think he's wrong. But, you know, if we look up and Memphis isn't a top 25 team in 2 months, it will not be the craziest thing in the world. Somebody who's ranked in the top 15 right now will not be in the top 25 in 2 months, probably multiple teams. But his rationalization with Kentucky was more difficult to understand, because he said two things. One, Kentucky stunk last season, which is true. And the second thing he said was, so they should have to earn it. And that just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. The fact that Kentucky stunk last season doesn't have anything to do with what they're going to be this season, because it's almost an entirely new team. They have four brand new starters, and a couple of them are going to be proven commodities at the high major level. You know, with Sevier Wheeler, Oscar Tshiebwe, Kellen Grady from Davidson. Like, if you want to just say, I don't think Kentucky's going to be good, say that. But saying Kentucky stunk last season, so they need to earn it this season, it just flies in the face of what you're supposed to be doing. For instance, the Detroit Pistons stunk last season. But if, for whatever reason, this offseason, just play along, they added LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and James Harden, they would be the favorite to win the NBA title. Nobody would say the Pistons stunk last season, now they need to earn it. It'd be like they're an entirely new team heading into this season, and they look like they might be the best team. Same thing with Kentucky, and I'm not comparing them to LeBron and James Harden, whatever, but Kentucky is a totally different team, and to not rank them based on what they did last season, again, just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. It would be like somebody ranking Iowa fifth because Iowa was really good last season. Okay, but what's that got to do with this season? Luka Garza's gone. Most of those players are gone. Like, what is Iowa?
But you said KenPom does some of this same thing, right? Embedded in the formulas. They also look at who was good, irrespective of a little bit, right? I mean, that's obviously not as blunt as this.
It's not as blunt as that. But and certainly, I subscribe to that. There was a time where I actually wrote, for as long as Bo Ryan is the Wisconsin coach, I will rank them preseason top 25.
Right, because he's coming back.
I don't care.
Right.
Yeah, I don't.
But you
don't
can't say that about Calipari, because Calipari is good at his job. In terms of this underweighting impactful freshman, John Martin had an interesting piece up at the Daily Memphian. People can read it over there. I have tweeted it out, where he looked at, over the last 5 years, all of the top 10 rated freshmen who have reclassified, which is its own category, because they are not just one-and-done freshmen or perceived to be one-and-done freshmen. They tend to be younger, right? They've reclassified. So these incredibly gifted people who come to college, what actually happens to them when they get to college, looking over the last 5 years? And it is, obviously, each one of these people is an individual, and the skills are different and whatever, but still, as a category, Terrence Clark tragically died. Before that, he was not a great impactful player at Kentucky. Moussa Cisse was clearly, I mean, he was freshman of the year, but he was not a great impactful player. Anthony Edwards, really good on a pretty bad team, right? Nico Mannion, not particularly good, right? RJ Barrett, really good. Charles Bassey ended up staying 3 years. And Marvin Bagley, really good. What does that list tell you? Anything?
It's a mixed bag, and I do think it's probably easier for perimeter-oriented players to flourish immediately than it is for front court players, with Bagley being an obvious exception to that. You know, I do think it matters. You know, a 17-year-old is, I know this might sound weird, but is different than an 18-year-old. That extra year really does matter in terms of development, strength, all of that. It doesn't mean that Jalen Duren and Amani Bates can't both be great. I think they're both going to be really good. And Duren obviously will not be disadvantaged from a physical perspective, because he's built like he's been working out his entire life. Like, he will actually be the opposite of that. He'll physically overwhelm most front court players in the AAC. But yeah, you know, anybody insisting that both of these guys are going to come out and look like All-Americans right from the jump is probably getting a little ahead of themselves. I mean, in some cases, you know, Amani Bates is going to be 17 years old playing against 22 and 23 year olds. He's going to be teammates with a 24 year old. I think he's going to be terrific. I can tell you, we're putting together our list of the top 101 college basketball players right now, and Amani Bates is the highest rated Tiger, by what appears to be a significant margin. We're not through yet, but so far Amani Bates is the only Tiger listed, and I think we're now close to the 30s, and we still haven't got to another one. So I think Amani's going to be great, but there's probably going to be a learning curve, and he's also very skinny. You know, he's going to get pushed around a little bit. I promise you, when they play Houston, you know, the instructions from Kelvin Sampson are going to be get physical with him. And that would be less of a possible issue if he were playing off the ball. But with him, you know, playing on the ball, you know, presumably a significant amount of time, it's just all – he's going to be experiencing stuff that he's never experienced before. He's going to be playing against bigger, stronger guys than he's ever played against before, and he's going to be doing it with the ball in his hands in a way that it's never been before. Again, I'm predicting he's going to be terrific, but, I certainly wouldn't bet my 401k on it. I don't feel bad. You know, I think he's going to be terrific, but, you know, he and Jay, these are young guys, and I'm assuming there will be a learning curve. There was for Derrick Rose, by the way.
Right.
You know, I can remember early in that season, as dumb as it might be, and I thought it was dumb in real time. It's especially dumb in hindsight. But there were folks like on radio debating whether Andre Allen or Derrick Rose should be the starting point guard. You know, that's how.
And a lot of people said, "Oh, he's got to come back for another year. He's not ready." There was a lot of that too.
Was there? I don't remember that.
Like, yes.
On radio.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's why I
don't know which one of those is dumber. Andre, yeah. Which one of those is dumber? But they're both.
Oh, I actually, like, Derrick Rose never needed to come back from school.
Right,
I
don't, right.
Even if he was meant
the first
back,
year.
He never,
right, exactly.
Yeah, he didn't really need to be in school to begin with. Like, somebody was going to draft him based on
right.
Just the way he moved around and could get from one end of the court to the other. But my larger point is it took Derrick Rose a minute to figure things out, given that he was somebody who turned into a player who had an all-time great NCAA tournament run, the number one pick in an NBA draft, and the youngest MVP in NBA history. Given that it took him a minute to figure things out, I'm assuming it'll take Amani and Jalen as well.
It's interesting. So this, I'm not going to ask you to, you don't even know your list yet of the top 100. But what occurred to me as I was thinking about, okay, well, what Memphis players could be in the top 100, 101 or 101? Is it 101 players?
Yeah, 101.
The funny thing is, I don't even know how to rank the Memphis players. Like, okay, so you made Amani Bates one. I guess you'd have Jalen Duren two. But if I'm lobbying for Memphis players to be on that list, is the next best Memphis player DeAndre? And is the next best one Landers? And is the next best one Lester? Or, like, what's the order of the Memphis players?
It's not clear. You know, and this is true at a handful of places. Like, at Duke, it is clear who the best player is going to be. It's Paolo Banchero. You know, at Michigan, it's probably clear who the best player is going to be. That's Hunter Dickinson. At Illinois, Kofi Coburn. At Texas, I'm not sure who their best player is going to be. At Kansas, I'm not 100% sure who their best player is going to be. And at Memphis, I think you can have a reasonable debate about it as well. There are four people voting in this. It's me, Matt Norlander, David Cobb, and Kyle Boone. And I can just tell you, like, where we are on the list right now. We've got 24 names slotted in. Basically, we all submit a list of 10. Like, here's my next 10. Here's your
right.
And if you get at least two votes, you make the main list. Everybody else goes back into the pot. We just keep going through it until we get to 101. Amani Bates is 19. That's already slotted in. Kennedy Chandler at Tennessee from here in Memphis is at 20. So one spot behind Amani Bates. On my ballot, the next Tiger will be DeAndre Williams. I can already tell you on somebody else's ballot, it's Jalen Duren. But for everybody, I believe, it'll either be DeAndre Williams or Jalen Duren. And I just think, you know, it was so clear last season. Even Kelvin Sampson said it. You know, the guy who makes them what they are, who has the biggest role in what they are, it wasn't the leading scorer. It was DeAndre Williams because he did a little bit of everything, brought real energy, you know, he could pass it a little bit. He could score. He could rebound. He could get a steal here and there. And I just think that, you know, he's not the best NBA prospect. He's probably not one of the top four NBA prospects. But I'm just going to believe in a 24-year-old who's already proven he can compete and produce at a high level at this level. And so I'll bet on the talent with Amani, but after that, I think I default to, okay, of the guys who are coming back, who was the most important guy last season? And, you know, somebody could argue for Landers if they wanted. I'll listen. But I think the most important guy to that team last season was DeAndre Williams.
Thank you, GP. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.